Too bad I didn't do that in Dueling Cavalier. They might have liked it.
Why don't you?
What?
Make a musical.
A musical?
Sure. Make a musical.
Yeah. Add some songs and dances, trim the bad scenes, add a couple of new ones.
And you got it. Hey, I think it'll work.
Of course.
It's a cinch.
You know, it may be crazy, but we're going to do it.
Hot dog.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hee.
Fellas, I feel this is my lucky day.
Boy. It's 1:30 already. It's morning.
Yes. And what a lovely morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Oh, it's so good about it.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say good night.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning. Good morning to you and you and you and you.
The cattle prod wasn't working so well this morning. But I'm here and drinking some coffee. Would you like to join me?
Stay up late, good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say good night.
Don't say good morning!
Good morning!
Rainbows are shining.
Good morning. Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Muchas frias.
Buongiorno.
Happy birthday.
Good morning.
Precious morgen.
Good morning to you.
Oh, how do they do that so early in the morning there? Running around and tap dancing and doodling and weebling and wobbling and... Okay, enough. Good morning, it's Dave Page. I'm Rick Slatchford here on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net. Streaming to you, tap dancing to you from Studio 1A here at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. And I'm back from vacation. You might have noticed I took a little bit of a vacation. I am bright red. Yes, I was out in the sun too long. And now I look like a cooked lobster. Oh my God, they're dancing around in ponchos and it's... So I'm allegedly awake and allegedly in front of the microphone. And the really good news is that there doesn't seem to be all that much news, really. It's all about the infant Lord Prince... King to be son of what's her name that was naked in the tabloid all the time that she was pregnant. Can't think of her name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. I hope, because I sure don't know. Good morning. All right, we got enough of that. Give them the hook. They're dancing. They're hoofing, mostly hoofing, right here on the screen in Studio 1A. It is an eye-opener, though. Good morning, good morning. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Good morning. It's infectious, isn't it? All right, time for our salute to coffee. Raise your mug high. Mine is still really hot. So to me, it feels like Monday morning. I know it's really a Tuesday, but what can you do? Well, I'm going to poke and clip. Let's see, what do we got here? Here it is. So we'll just scan the headlines briefly here. There actually are a few vaguely interesting articles. How about Fury Rises in Brazil, home of the $30 pizza. The cost of living in Brazil keeps rising, and the pushback against increases has escalated from shopping around for cheaper goods to staging protests. And that's been known to happen. On the other side of the world, Qatari riches are buying art world influence. Wait a minute, that's not news. We've been knowing that for a long time, steadily. And I guess we'll wrap up our little newscast here with a story from Juneau, Alaska. The idea that glaciers change at glacial speed is increasingly false. They're melting and retreating rapidly all over the world. But the unpredictable flood surges at Mendal Glacier, about 14 miles from downtown Juneau, Alaska's capital, are turning a jog into a sprint as global temperatures and climate variability increase. Starting in July 2011, and each year since, sudden torrents of water shooting out from beneath the glacier have become a new facet of Juneau's brief, shimmering high summer season. In that first and so far biggest measured flood burst, an estimated 10 billion gallons gushed out in 3 days, threatening homes and property all along the river that winds through part of the city. There have been at least two smaller bursts this year. The first one caught us by surprise. Well, let's skip that. Geologists have a name for the process, which is happening in many places over the world as climates change. And here's the interesting part, folks. I cannot pronounce this. Jökulsá, something like that. An Icelandic word. Perhaps you can call us and tell us how to pronounce that. An Icelandic word usually translated as glacier leap. So I'm going to call it right there, folks. I think I've had enough news to last me for my return planet side. I did have a nice few days, but I did forget to take my star screen with me when I went out into space, and so I did get crispy fried. I feel like I want to go back to bed now. So good night. Or no, that's not really inappropriate. Call the HR department. Turn me in. Have a great day. There's always another day page tomorrow, and I'll be back for that one too. In the meantime, I'm going to slide on over. I'm going to ease on over to Studio 1B, or possibly 3A, sort of wander back and forth, and sometimes accompany Tyrone and Toad Lunch, who seem to be permanent fixtures here lately, and we'll do some radio, play some great tunes. Hope you'll join me for that here on Radio InfoWeb. Like I said, in the meantime, you can check out the past day pages at daypage.net.